Thunder Media.
On this edition of Inside Motorsport, we take a look at the first round of the Australian Rally Championship. I hope you'll stay with us. Peter Norton is the media manager for the Techworks Rally of Canberra. And Peter, the weather wasn't playing kind with you for the first round of the Australian Rally Championship.
No, Craig, it definitely wasn't. We last ran this rally back in November as the final round of last season, where we were very concerned about the fire risk. And this time around, it was a significant weather event covering ACT and most of New South Wales that had everyone scrambling for sort of contingency rate.
As a part of the event organisation team, how do you go about making decisions like you had to make, starting to cancel stages, cancelling a whole day's event, and then having to work out the program to still make it a viable round of the championship?
Yes, we had the benefit of weather forecasts. We knew what was coming, so we developed a sort of staged approach to things. We knew that the road surfaces up in the east-west forest, largely a red clay base, so they were pretty easy to cancel on the Friday before we actually were up there and into the middle of things. So then on Saturday morning, we knew that we were in forests that had a better structure to the roads, but as the rain continued, we cancelled the morning stages, looking at the forecast, thinking that if it stopped raining now, we'd be able to run the afternoon stages. Then our next decision process was to send a few of the official vehicles out to see how the roads were holding up, and we got information from various people, sort of balanced them all up, and unfortunately had to make that decision to cancel the afternoon Saturday stages as well. And then Saturday afternoon, we sent people out ahead of time to check out the stages we would use on the Sunday. They held up pretty well. The forests out at Cowan Forests, again, a different sort of base and structure to the roads, a lot more rock in that part of the world. And we were confident on Saturday night that Sunday would deliver some great rallying, and indeed it did. And that allowed us to run Heat 2 in its entirety. So it made it worthwhile for the crews to have travelled. They go home with a good stash of points, unfortunately not the full complement that they might have liked, but it was still worthwhile for them, I think.
Well, the man who went home with the most amount of points was certainly one of the ones that had to do the least amount of travelling, Harry Bates and Coral Taylor, picking up from where they left off in the final special stage of 2023.
Yes, people were a little unsure coming in whether Harry's brand new Rally 2 Toyota Yaris, direct from Europe, whether it would take him a little while to sort of dial it in and, tune it for the local road conditions. In fact, his brother Lewis was very upbeat about getting a jump on Harry because Lewis was driving the tried and true equipment. Yeah, didn't follow that script. Harry was on the pace almost immediately, and he built a comprehensive lead. Harry has now won the event six times. Coral has won it six times, not necessarily paired up. Her six wins go back a little bit further. And they're clearly the class of the field. They really did put on a masterclass. And I suppose a little bit like Formula One these days, if you take away the first person who, Harry won it by over a minute, the battle just behind first place was fascinating, with a whole bunch of cars delivering very close stage times. And it was really a story of punches that separated a few of them at the end of the day.
So across the event, how did you manage to score it after two heats became one?
Well, the Sunday was a standalone heat, so that ran just as normal. It meant nobody scored any points for heat number one, Saturday, but Sunday, stood alone. And really, people got at most 50% of the points that they would have had for a normal full weekend. It keeps things a little bit tight for the championship rounds ahead because a few points were taken off the table. And I think that bunch just behind Harry, they're going to put on a fascinating championship chase throughout the year. And some of them, once they get a little bit more settled into some of their new equipment, I think they could bridge the gap to Harry. They've got very capable equipment, and I think that some of the talent may step up to it.
Well, you mentioned Harry Bates was in a Formula 2-style car. Are there many more of those in the field?
Absolutely. Alex Rulo is in a Hyundai i20 Rally 2 car. And then Eddie and Steve Maguire, they each have a Skoda, which is also Rally 2 spec. And what's interesting is that Scott Petter, he's in a much older Skoda. It's under what they call the R5 specification. So it goes back about 5 or 6 years. He was matching times with most of them as well. So it's interesting how the cars over the last few years of this new generation, they developed their speed different ways, but in the right hands, the slightly older kit can also be extremely fast. I think my money, though, is on the Rally 2 cars. They've got much better suspension travel, and I think that will probably deliver a good advantage to some of them.
And as you said, you closed off the season last year with the Rally of Canberra. You started the season with the Rally of Canberra. Where is the rallying scene in Australia and in New South Wales ACT at the moment as we're into the 2024 championships for many of the series that were competing on the weekend?
Yeah, the ARC is looking good. We had a very healthy field of 30 ARC registrations. And realistically, you've got a top 10 that have the latest new era cars. And some of those perhaps don't quite have the pace, but you really do have 6 or 7 that do have the pace and they do have the equipment. So it's stronger than it's been in a good while. Yes, the Rally of Canberra was also the opening round of the New South Wales Rally Championship, and that was taken out by Josh Redhead and Ray Winwood-Smith. And we didn't have a strong entry list for the New South Wales Championship, and so some of the other strong players probably weren't there, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. The Rally of Canberra was also the opening round of the ACT Rally Championship, and where the winners was, quite appropriately, Mick Harding and James Thornburn. Mick Harding is from Techworks Automotive, and he had a good weekend, enjoying the spotlight of being the event sponsor and stepping up onto the podium many times. First in the ACT, he was on the podium for New South Wales. He was on the podium for one of the other classes, which is the East Coast Classic Rally Series. I think his driving suit is still being washed for all the champagne that he wore.
And all in all, what does having this national round and to kick off the season for rallying in the ACT as a whole? I know it's a joint venture between the two prominent rallying clubs in Canberra, the Brindabella Autosports Club and also the ACT Light Car Club. How does that set up your years as clubs?
It really does help with the profile and stimulating interest in the sport. We always hope to get some additional sponsors and additional volunteers involved in the sport. Look, to be honest, the local scene is not as strong as it used to be, where there would be a rally somewhere in the ACT. If you go back to the real glory days, it was almost one every month. Now it's spread a little bit more thin, and the ACT Regional Rally Series picks up events down at Narooma, out at Tumut, a few others down the coast. And only a few actually in the ACT. So it's much more of a regional thing these days to build up a full calendar.
Well, Peter, congratulations to you and the team. In trying conditions, you've delivered the first round of the Australian Rally Championship, and we look forward to seeing how the championship continues in 2024 with Harry Bates and Coral Taylor leading on the top of the leaderboard as they move to round two, which is only, about 4 weeks away?
The next round is way over in Perth, and that's only fair. We were very pleased to have it amongst our entries a number of cars that made the trek over this way. So it's only fair now for the rally circus to go over and visit them.
Well, that's all we have time for on this edition of Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.